Hello, everyone. We just want to let everyone know that this is a talk with the Australia Group, Sydney Group.
Hello. No. You have any questions?
Go ahead, guys. Talk.
Good evening, Rav. Good evening, Bnei Baruch.
And what's your name, Otano Penyara?
Maybe they can't hear us.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes.
We can hear them, and we can hear each other.
Thank you for your time this evening. Since we came back from Citrin, we proceeded to produce a Kabbalah.
One second, guys. We're trying to sort out. We're trying to make sure that the Tov can understand you. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's getting translation to Russian.
So he
saw part of the book today. He was shown that, and he spoke to our friends here.
And he
hopes you guys are on the right track. We'll send you material.
I think
this first book must still contain several articles
about
the Kabbalah, the wisdom of Kabbalah and science, or about who a person is, who man is, what is man's nature, the world he lives in, so that those who read this book, for whom it will be the first encounter with the wisdom of Kabbalah, they'll see that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains about the whole reality, the entire reality, not how to succeed in something and exploit what there is around us, but that it explains to the deepest levels of creation and the purpose of creation, the goal of creation, the plan, the design of creation. So a person who knows it, who understands it as an adult, as a mature adult, one who can see, then he'll be able to decide what to do with his life. You don't have to be it doesn't have to be too intelligent, this book, or too the language shouldn't be too pompous or too high, but this knowledge is necessary and should be presented in the first book already. We'll send you these articles in English, and you'll decide what to take and what not to take. But the general approach is correct, and I hope it'll go in the right direction. Sydney?
That's Rob. We look forward to receiving those articles. We met recently with a major book distributor who gave us some very good advice how to package the book. And we understand that spirituality books don't sell very well in Australia. Are we frozen? And that self-development and self-help books are a lot more popular. We've also got some detailed advice as to how to design the cover of the book to make it sell well. We've also researched the type of books that do sell well, and we've come across a series of books called The Idiot's Guide or The Guide for Dummies, and they're very popular here, as I'm sure they are popular all around the world. Mm-hmm. So we've adapted the approach of taking the Kabbalah for Beginners Guide, this book that Bnei Baruch has already produced in English, mm-hmm. and intermingling with it the 10 lessons that have been prepared by Iran for the introduction course. So it contains all of the diagrams of that introduction course. As well as this, we'll be including material from the experience of Kabbalah, which is the questions and answers of the forum from 1999 and 2000. We also hope to include, of course, the articles that you will be sending us that are going to be relevant for this book.
Mm-hmm.
We have a draft of chapter one, which we've sent you, and look forward to feedback on the general layout and the concept of book. And we also have a couple of specific questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now going to pass you over to Marcus, who's doing a great deal of work on the book, who's got a particular question for you.
Just one thing that wasn't added in the beginner's guide that we thought of adding now was just the chapter Kabbalah and other teachings, other traditions. I was just wondering if there's anything that we should be cautious of or your thoughts are on that in general.
Я думаю, что то, что вы взяли вот этот курс, он правильный. В любом случае, я не хотел бы вмешиваться. Ой, Стефан, я даже...
He just spoke in Russian, so now he's speaking in Hebrew. I think the direction you adopted is the correct direction, and that you are consulting the experts is also a good thing. Even though I had some thoughts that are maybe not quite what you're doing, I don't want to even compel you or obligate you to them, because the truth is that I don't know which way to go and how to present the material for the wider public. I don't think we've been very successful at it thus far with all my ideas. So I, with a quiet heart, give you every possibility and do what you think is right. Consult people and decide for yourselves. I hope that you will be more successful than me. That's what I want to say about the book and how it'll be distributed. Now, regarding I think that over time, when we work on the material and you send me the material, and if you want some response, we'll come to understand each other better and the problems and the material you're working on. Writing a book takes such great efforts from a person, and identification, sympathy with the material, with the text, that it becomes a part of him. A person can't write something that doesn't go through him, and that will build you. It's not that the book will be the power that will unite and build the group. I'm very happy that you're doing it, because working on the material is the best work to promote a person. I attained a lot by that. When I started writing my first book, I was only with Rabash for a few years. And I did it naively, without sufficient understanding, but I inserted my desire in it. And when I grew smarter afterwards, I saw how, in most cases, it ruins the impact of the book on people. So I think you are in the right position to instill your desires in the book. And that's what will make the difference. As we said, we'll talk about the material later on. As we work, during the work, you'll write like you wrote me now. I work with your friends from Australia here and with some other people who can translate it and present the material for me in a way that I can understand and work with, and that's how we'll continue. That's basically all I can say. More questions?
Rav, do you agree that self-help or self-development is a good place to be placing these books in bookshops?
Ken.
Yes. I forgot about this one. Yes, you're right. It's good if the book appears as a book for developing human personality, because in the end that's what Kabbalah does. It builds a person in this world. The wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of godliness, in other words, nature, reality, to a person in this world. Not in some other place, not while detached from our flesh and blood body, but while we are here, we should attain godliness, entirely identify with it, bond with it, unite with it, and that's the purpose. While we don't attain it, we'll have to continue reincarnating. That is why the wisdom of Kabbalah only explains who we are, what reality is, with which we have to bond. And it's not the reality that we see right now, but a higher reality. In the end, it only talks about human development. There's nothing else but that here. Perhaps we shouldn't use words like Torah, Israel, Creator in this book, godliness, but talk about it like a science by which one attains the general nature in which he lives. And it's true. But these words confuse people because they're used to use them on a completely different connotation, like religion, like some connection to some nation or to tradition, etc. But that's not the case, really. The wisdom of Kabbalah develops the sixth sense in us, through which we attain the true reality in its full scope, and then we live in complete consciousness and use all the forces of nature, and as a result reach completion, eternity, etc. So this really talks about only about human development. So to determine the place of this book, setting the place of this book among books that talk about human development and about human development within one's reality is a true thing. I wouldn't put it anywhere else. If we could find our way in there, find our place in there. That's it?
Yes, thank you.
I think we'll correspond personally about the rest and decide about the future questions. We, all of Nebaruch, are very happy that you started this work. You might say that no other group in the world is doing it. Not America, where there's been a group, where there have been groups for so long. And not in Russia. nowhere have we actually started these projects. So you are the first, and it's surprising that this is how it's happening. I didn't expect it, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy that you're doing it, and believe me that this enterprise, writing the book, and the activity that you're doing is the best means, the most effective means for your progress. On behalf of all of Bnei Baruch, I'm saying to you, thank you very much, and good luck.
גם כן מה שביקשו ממני לעשות היום.
I was